If I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings, the 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, rub the sleep out of my eyes. The shaving razor's old and steam. But cheer up, sleepy Jean. Ah, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his feet, but now you know how funky I can be. And I put time starting in with our dollar one in. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Also get songs from newspapers and such. I mean,
yeah.
The Bad Rats, for example.
Newspapers, Mother Country, a story in the San Francisco Chronicle that I forgot to say. Oh, yeah, newspapers. And TV news is a gold mine of song ideas. Yeah.
You're always cutting things out, are you, and storing them away?
Oh, if I see it, yeah, I rip it right out, sure, yeah. It's just, and well, TV now is so immediate, you get stuff from all over the world, you know, and it's just... A lot of it you don't want to write about, but the material to choose from is so much more now than it used to be because of communications, you know.
What about Bad Rats? Is that from a story?
Well, yes, it was. Bad Rats was from an article I saw in Time magazine where in a laboratory, when the rats were still in their cages, so their scientists were doing tests on, they were good rats. They could not be killed except humanely with chloroform or something. However, if the same rat got out of the cage, they could kill it any way they wanted because it was then a bad rat. And, I mean, they could step on it if they wanted to. The same rat, good rat, bad rat, because let's define them as that. The one in the cage is good and the one outside the cage is bad. I thought, oh, my God, that's, you know. That's fodder for a song. It's the same way we think of each other. I mean, I'm just totally mystified at Christians killing each other. You know, religious wars with the same God, with the same Bible. And oh, it's just the way the world is, isn't it? You know?
rats all have wheels, good rats all have names, good rats all can feel, good rats all the same, good rats all have friends, good rats all can eat, good rats all get papers to protect the little feet. Song about the good rats. Bad rats have no names, bad rats have disease, bad rats are the same, bad rats all must leave. Bad rats have no friends, bad rats die alone. Let's all kill the bad rats, pass around the stone. Song about the bad rats. What a song about the bad rats. Ethiopian people, glad they're not like me. Look at all them homeless people, glad they're not like me. Song about the bad rats.
You've written quite a number of songs about the presidency, haven't you? I mean, have the recent events in America with Clinton inspired you to write anything?
No, there's nothing there that for me. I mean, you could write a funny song, but I hate funny songs. We're just so preoccupied with people's sex lives, you know. I mean, people forget what it was like with George Bush, and the economy was in the pits. Unemployment was way up. The country was really depressed. The economy's never been better. Employment's never been better. Everyone is doing pretty well. He hasn't really done anything else except raise the economy, and that's good enough for us. And his wife seems to be doing okay with him. I mean, what's the point? And all these women who come along and want to be media stars, you know, and I just think it's really silly. From what I understand, most of the world in Europe think we're really silly about it, you know. So I just don't get it, you know. I don't think he's a great president. I think he's a great people person, and he's done great with the economy. And let him alone, I think. You know, but I wouldn't write a song about his dalliances. You know.
You say you didn't like funny songs particularly. Is that because you don't like writing them yourself? I mean, you'd like them if, say, someone like Tom Paxton did it, presumably.
I just don't like funny songs.
Oh.
Period.
I
don't know why. No. A few I did. Lonnie Donegan I loved. You know. You know. Chewing Gum Loses Its Flavor. In My Own Man. Dan Trevor, what do you think about that? I mean, I thought it was hysterical. It wasn't contrived in any way. It was just brilliantly written, you know. But normally, and I love Tom Paxton, he's one of, you know, my favorite guys, and I love his spirit, but I just don't like those songs, you know.
Oh me, oh my, oh me, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar, I give the Lord a dose. I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, yes, steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as we sip it on, the finger the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Now the nation rises one to stand there on its own. Up to the White House, in the nation's only White House, the voice of discontent, unto the president, a funny burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils when you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, the love you're in the one that holds you tight.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
On the bedpost
overnight.
Another chorus,
but he hasn't got the time.